this is accurate. It all goes back to, yeah, but your quarterback has to play well in order for this to work. It's all about what happens with Deshaun Watson.
100% correct.
We're going to throw that out the window after we talk to Henry from Akron. Hi, Henry.
What's up, Henry?
What's up, everybody?
You
see how everybody putting it on Deshaun Watson? That's where you're wrong. We should have a football team where you don't put it on his back. That's my problem. I mean, I like DTR. I like all the other quarterbacks. But why the hell did they get rid of Joe Flacco? Wow. And you got four quarterbacks on the roster?
Joe,
this is what I'm saying to you.
Joe, here's the only question I have for you.
I don't care nothing about the playoffs.
What about?
I want a Super Bowl. I'm not even looking at the playoffs no more. My mindset is on a Super Bowl victory. I want everybody to understand that.
I respect that. Kansas City loses Patrick Mahomes. You still think they're a Super Bowl contender? It's on him.
You may not be a Super Bowl contender, but don't put Patrick Mahomes in the same sense with Deshaun Watson.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is, though, if they lose him, what does their team look like? It's not about the name on the back of the jersey. It's about the person that plays the position. And when you look at any team, you got to say to yourself, and I'm minimalizing it. It's 75% of it's on the quarterback, because they're controlling 45% of the plays out on the field. It's got to be on the. I don't care that it's Deshaun Watson, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, or Brian Sipe. It's whoever the quarterback is. And so that's why I think that's where the pressure comes from. It's not, you know, we want Deshaun to deliver, but we want whoever's calling Hike to deliver.
So say I like DT3. I like the other guy, number 17, right? Because I'm telling you, when you put Deshaun Watson out there, the fans don't see DTR. What he's was paid to do. Then what everybody gonna say then?
Henry, thank you.
Henry,
DTR,
thank you.
DT3, RG.
I love his energy.
Three.
Well, are you going to say nice resume next? Is that where you're going?
No. Where I was going to go is this.
Jeff, longtime Browns fan since 1967. In fact, 1966, I was a prenatal Browns fan, and I just want you to know that our family had season tickets. My dad read the scoreboard back there. So this is why what I have to say is important about the Browns. Prenatal is very important.
Am I allowed to go now?
Yes.
Let's throw quarterback out of this.
Okay.
Which players have to perform well on this team this year for this team to live up to what we think it can do? We all know the answer is Deshaun. Let's take that out because that's so obvious.
Do you want to throw Miles out
so,
too then?
And it's so critical. Miles has performed. I'm just assuming he's going to be about what he was, which is stunningly good.
Someone's got to jump to the next level? Is that what you're saying?
Somebody's got to do something that not even jump to the next level. I mean, you need him to do something that maybe jumping to the next level or just making sure you're there.
There are two guys on this team that need to make, I'm not saying the ultimate impact. They don't have to be the best on the team, but they must impact the offense. Elijah Moore, Jerry Jeudy.
I was going to go one or the other.
One of those guys has got to step up. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to rain on your
parade. No. That's all right. I'm glad you jumped in. It's nice to have you involved and not thinking about Grady from Sanford and Son.
It is interesting that LaWanda Page was born in Cleveland. Probably one of the funniest comedians.
Oh, she was hilarious, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she passed away. Is now in California, in case you were wondering. But great Clevelander. I don't think she went to school there. I think she went to St. Louis. But my point is that one of those two guys, if not both of those, have to have a better than average season.
Elijah Moore has to be what everybody's thought he was going to be. And I think Jerry Jeudy needs to be what everybody thought he was going to be. You know, imagine if Jerry Jeudy comes in. All right, you ready? You're going to make everybody cringe? I'm not saying that Amari Cooper is Ja'Marr Chase. Okay? I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But he's our Ja'Marr Chase because he's the best wide receiver we have.
Agree.
For a while there, the Bengals had Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd. Hello. That was a nice trio. That was a really nice trio.
Oh, yeah, they had a quarterback too, didn't they?
That helped, didn't it?
A lot.
But the receivers helped Joe Burrow. If we could have Amari Cooper in the Ja'Marr Chase role, and Jerry Jeudy in the T. Higgins role, and Elijah Moore as Tyler Boyd. In other words, those two guys step up and are productive. Andy, that could just be huge for Deshaun or Jameis or whoever's playing quarterback for this team. Imagine if we had three high-quality wide receivers. I'll go for two.
I need two, and I've got David Njoku, so I've got three guys that can catch the ball and make an impact in the game.
I'm just talking. I know, and David, you're absolutely right. But I'll tell you, if I could get two wide receivers, wonderful. If all three of those guys could do, say, what the guys in Cincy do, look out. Roman is in Canton. Roman.
Hey, Roman.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
I think it's got to be the group that's kept us in these games for the past however many years with the quarterback carousel, and it's got to be the defense as a whole. We rely on them way too much as a professional team, especially in the NFL, that if they're getting tossed and if they're getting holes put in them, then we can't stay in any games, unfortunately, and that's the sad truth.
That's a critical thing, Roman. I was going to say on the defense, I was going to look at a couple of guys in particular. You're right, though. I think the whole unit, and thank you, Roman, I think the whole unit has to step up. I think Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah has to do what he did last year. He became a real playmaker in this defense, Andy. And
because he turned him loose.
Right. I think, and he had the ability to respond. I think he became a critical part of this defense. And I think Jeremiah needs to just repeat his performance. I mean, he doesn't even have to take another step. If he does, great.
I give Jim Schwartz credit for that, too.
I do, too. Smart move.
It seemed like he was underutilized before Schwartz got here.
That's true.
And so once you all of a sudden...
But he was a young guy. He was a young guy, too.
But Schwartz gave him the opportunity to be the player that I think we saw at Notre Dame. That's why I think he got paid, man. So he's good to go.
We'll argue with that. He got paid. I think he just needs to perform. And Za'Darius Smith, Alex Wright, somebody at the other defensive end spot may be even more impactful than they were last year.
I think still starts for...
I think Oboe's terrific.
I think he starts for 28 of the other teams in the NFL. I think when he came here, he was a starter. And then we lucked into Za'Darius Smith. And look at what you got. Man, that's why... You know, we sit here and we nitpick the offense to death because we believe, I think, in the defense, and we know how much talent is out there, especially at the defensive end spot. Just stay healthy, boys. That's all we can ask for.
It's an interesting thought on that defense. The backfield just needs to stay healthy, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think that's the critical aspect there. Shane's in Cleveland. Shane, welcome.
Hey, Shane. How
I like
are
your
you?
Name, Shane. Always have.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, why wouldn't we put it on Deshaun Watson when we paid Deshaun a lot of money to come here and take us to the Super Bowl? Why wouldn't we put it on Deshaun Watson?
Well,
the rest of these guys.
Shane, stop one second. We are. But for the point of this conversation, we said let's eliminate him from this conversation because he's so obviously the guy.
Okay.
That was it.
Well,
that was it.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Shane.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you very much. See, Shane didn't hear when we said we're eliminating him from this conversation.
It's okay.
It's okay. I'm glad he participated. Shane, thank you. I have a buddy named Shane. I think it's a cool name.
Why don't you change your name then?
Shane Phelps.
Yeah, Shane Phelps.
My dad wanted to name me Duke.
Like there's a cowboy feel to it.
Yeah.
Like I can see the
good sportscaster name.
The Dusty Rhodes.
Hi, everybody. Duke Phelps.
Just got off. No, that's who's Duke from... not Gomer Pyle. Yeah, Gomer Pyle.
Duke Slater,
yeah.
Played by Ronnie Schell.
Wow. We are really like Nick at Night today. We are throwing out some of the old shows.
Duke Phelps is a pretty good name. I got to give it to
him. It would have been pretty good.
Yeah.
My dad was a John Wayne fan.
I'm not surprised.
But my mom had a book of names possible for me. Duke was in it.
Family name or no?
No. Oh, heavens
no. Is Jeff a family name or no?
No, heavens no.
Oh.
I have a cousin named Jeff Phelps.
Wait.
They said you can't name him Jeff because we already have one in the family. I think I've seen the guy once in my life.
But you don't have any juniors, so you're okay, right?
No, I do not.
Yeah.
No, I do not.
Okay. Just making sure. As far as you know. Yes.
We're
good.
Are you concerned about...
The rest of the segment? Yes, absolutely.
Well, with you derailing it like crazy, I understand.
Look, we put the fun in Baskin and Phelps.
Let's see. Is there a U in Baskin and Phelps? No. Is there an F? No.
There's an F-sounding letter. Right, Dan?
It'd be two letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, two, Andy. Glad you're going into the Cleveland Heights
Are
Hall of
done?
Fame.
Are you
the
done?
The F sound can be made with a PH.
You know, phonics can be fun. Can you stop now?
Andy Baskin can't spell, but by God, he's coming into the Hall of Fame.
Crossing the line there. Yeah, you know we got at Woodbridge? Blossom.
Woodridge, bridge.
That's Woodbridge to me now. Because you're crossing roads you shouldn't be crossing over. We're done. I'm not going to the meeting today. I'm just letting you guys know. The clock's going to say two.
No.
I'm like, I'm out of here.
We address this at 10:10. We will address it at 1:33. We're a collective unit. We get yelled at together. And
we get yelled at together.
And we get yelled at together. This is a collective unit.
This is what happens when you have 80 years of sports experience between the two of us. I don't think we have 80, do we? Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we probably do. Oh, good Lord. Heaven help me. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan.
I was doing prenatal sports before you even knew about it. Okay.